I was really honored to be asked to speak at Starfest because when I found out more about it, it really highlights authors that are working to connect different cultures. And I think that my book, Eat Alberta First, caught their attention as it's very inclusive. It just unites everyone in Alberta. And I'm going to talk about Alberta's food story and what, you know, help people answer the question, what is our food? And I think most people go straight to beef, but there's so much more. And I think everybody's going to leave that event with their chest puffed up a bit and have pride in what we have here.
I love that. I love that because it's true. We all talk about, you know, got to eat that Alberta beef, and it's yes and, right? And you have a cookbook, yeah. Eat Alberta First, which I also think is so timely because we're talking about local and where do we source our food? How do we do that? And I've actually, when I was looking online about you, people were describing this cookbook a little bit like, yeah, it's a cookbook, but it's kind of like a manifesto too. So what inspired you to take this unique approach to influence Alberta's food culture?
Well, I think it's about raising consciousness. You know, I think that food can be something that is just something you need to do in a day. But if you start to really think about it and your choices around it, you create the food system. Mm-hmm. So Eat Alberta First is a call to action. It's every time you go shopping, when you pick up a bag of carrots, do you want the little carved up knobs from California with very little nutrition in them? Or do you want to find the Alberta-grown ones that haven't traveled very far that have that nutrition that we all need to prevent diseases and stay healthy? It's also, you know, the fact that the average age of a farmer in Alberta is 58.
Wow.
And we need that next, we need that next generation to come back to farms. So we need to support them. We need to spend our money on Alberta produce. And, you know, the title of the book and the manifesto, the call to action, is not Eat Alberta Only. You know, could you live without chocolate and coffee? I can't.
No, don't even say those words, Karen. Don't say it.
But I do choose, you know, people like Jacqueline Jasek in Sherwood Park that take, you know, joyfully raised cocoa beans and turn them from the, you know, bean to bar. You know, she does the whole thing in Alberta. Or I choose an Alberta coffee roaster, right? So again, you know, it's just how can I support as many Alberta producers as possible?